Thank you for attending session, the lunch session. You're so Ven pre-show. You're welcome to eat your lunches here. We just ask that you make sure you aren't disruptive of the presenter as you come and go, so don't chew loud. We only have 60 minutes for this session, and then we have to clear out for the next session. Here's a little about this session. In the Venn diagram, that is jokes and graphs, the overlap is you're so Ven. Bet you think this chart is about you, don't you? Don't you? 54% of the jokes are about Mormons, 82% are about my haters, 18% were written in a fever dream, 27% are me just avoiding therapy, 69% are nice, and 2% are actually funny. Geralyn Hasselpool lives in Provo, where she runs Queer Meals, a nonprofit that feeds and supports queer folks in crisis. All of her biological kids now live in Utah, so you'd think she'd be pretty happy already. And now we will turn the time over to the presentation.
I don't care if you chew loudly. I really don't. I feel like that just fits in with my aesthetic. All right. Are we ready? Ready as I'll ever be. So I think there's a few things that you should know about me before we get started. First of all, I'm in front of people. If I'm standing for more than 1 minute, you're going to see me sweating like a me in church. And then you're also going to understand the number one reason why I'll never be a bishop. So there's that. And then I think everyone should know, here's a graph where I came up with all this shiz, 50% stolen from the internet, 50% personal trauma. Here we go. The closer we actually get to Sunstone, how much I hate my jokes. So there's that. So August 3rd, we're right there today. Maximum hate for my jokes. All right. The length of time I am up here, how much I need you to laugh, and at the rate we're going, we're here. So can we dim the I don't know if it would help to dim the lights. For those playing along at home, please dim your lights. That's for the people who are listening after this who don't get to see my graphs. Ooh, now it's really dark. I like it. All right. That's good. It's great. We're all adults here. We can have the lights out. All right. If you know me, you know that there are two things I rub in a sensuous manner. One, my husband's back and sitting next to me in sacrament meeting. And two, strangers' backs on airplanes, right? Pretty famous for that, actually. Here's another thing about me. Here's chances that I will sex up a missionary if I'm home alone, what the church thinks actually will happen, what those boys are hoping for, probably. This is me doing my visiting teaching, sharing a heavily edited message, talking shit about people we don't like. I'm not a good visiting teacher. I'm sorry, it's ministers now, right? Shows how long it's been since I've been to church. This is me going to church. And, That's me looking all cute in my church pants. That's up. Nobody took our pew. It's me getting called to Cub Scouts. Thinking about Jesus. Homophobic sacrament meeting talk, closing him at the proper tempo, and on to Sunday school. All right. This is how I learned about church history. Sunday school, church essays, 4 years of seminary, by the way, with my dad as my teacher. Oh, hello, come on in. Wait, should I start over? Maybe more people will laugh at my jokes. Just kidding. So I know, it's fine. It's fine. You're a lovely audience. I'm fine. How I learned about church history, and then South Park. All right. So I live in Utah. I used to live in Oregon. I think most people know that. There's some things that I've discovered about how long the time about living in Utah. The longer you live here, the more you wonder if the number of apricot trees in Utah is directly influenced by the song. And the dots represent every July. So that was just me this year, I guess. That's fine. Anecdotal, I guess. Personal anecdote. All right. This is hating I-15. And this is hating I-15 AF if you live anywhere near American Fork. Who drives Rainbow Road? Oh, just me. Great. All right. Also, the longer you live in Utah, the more this hymn changes. We'll sing all hail, we'll sing all hell. This is a true story that I heard from someone yesterday, so I added it. That's how we sing it, sing all hell. Whew. Let's see. All right. Oh, let's get rid of that. This is me when I do a session at the temple. I'm that much paying attention, that much thinking Adam is hot, that much thinking Satan is hot. Okay. And then sometimes when I go, it's me trying to quietly unwrap a candy, hoping to see naked bums. So disappointed. Come on, there's got to be a benefit. I'm just kidding. It's terrible. All right. Here's a fun graph. This is for opening and closing prayer. This is not really knowing what to do, but just following everyone else. Just costumes. And that, this is the stuff. Here we've got trunk or treat. We have a road show. Oh, this is not fitting very well. We have opening and closing. Oh, sorry. We have a steak dance. And right in the middle, all three of those combined is a session at the temple. Okay. This is something else I've learned, that there are three classic blunders in Mormonism. First one is getting involved in a land war in ancient America. Oh, I spelled ancient wrong. Whoops. This is the problem when you write it all by hand. Okay. The second one is going against Helaman when death is on the line. Okay. And then the one we're all familiar with, the Nephite Pride Cycle. All right. Okay. Oop. So we also have chairs. Here we go. Chairs a deacon can carry at once after state conference. And this is how that goes. This is the hotness of their future wife. Right? Okay. And then this is chances of going stateside on his mission. You can carry one. You're going to Utah. That's. I know everyone thinks the mission department is inspired, but no, it's all based on chairs. All right, and this is. I don't know. I don't have the priesthood. Okay. That's great. All right. Let's see. Okay. This will be good. This is this one. We've got Mormons, Office Depot, Staples, Kinko's. That's how we get laminated lesson handouts. Okay. We have Mormons and Rage. Heck you, mother fluffer. We have, this is good. Cold and flu season, essential oils, wildly stinky sacrament meeting. Have you ever been behind one of those people that, like, puts oil on their kids' heads, like, all through sacrament meeting? Oh, just my word. That's great. Okay. And then we have, Mormons and monster movies. Turns into Goshzilla. Okay. Oh, here we go. And then have, okay, I'm going to go with the faith crisis here, how that works. So going to Sunstone is where you find all the best weirdos. Oh. That was the only sweet one. Keep going. Let's see, a faith crisis mixed with fruit punch at literally every church activity gives you Mike's Hard Lemonade. Tell me that's a lie. It is not a lie, and you all know it. Also, you go like at, what, like 2 in the morning to the 7-Eleven? Hope you don't see your bishop. I don't actually have any personal experience with that. Okay, when you read Sex at Dawn, wind up in polyamory. Okay. Let's see. Oh, you go to faith crisis mixed with a proximity to Colorado. You get legal weed. Okay. A faith crisis mixed with literally any publicity gets you John DeLand. Look, it's not a thing if I don't take a dig at him, right? Oh, all right. Here we go. Now we have things progressive Mormons wish the church would be and or do. By the way, I know that the folks in Salt Lake buy this audio, so I'm hoping that they're listening. Hello, President Nelson. These are the things they're like hoping for: full inclusion of LGBTQ Mormons, ordaining women, stopping sexually explicit interviews with children, advocating for peace. But the cool thing is, if you look at the bigger picture, that's all included in the community of Christ. Does that look like a coffee ring to anyone else? Just me? It's fine. I'm the artist. It's good. Let's see. And then I also have Mormons who get the most ass, and that is regular Mormons, progressive Mormons, hex Mormons, wives whose husbands want to open their marriage. That's, oh, too, that cut deep for some of you, I know. That's painful. Okay, so then we're at the end, and I thought I had a fun thing to do at the end, and I want to do a Mad Lib testimony. So, I need my pen. I lost a pen. Does someone have a spare pen? Or pens? Oh, I've got it clipped to my clipboard. I would like an adjective.
Hairy.
Hairy. Okay. And a verb.
Jump.
Jump. Noun.
Rock.
What?
I was going to say Brigham Young.
Brigham Young. Okay. Great. Okay, another verb.
Gesticulate.
You with those $3 words. Okay. Plural noun?
Seerstones.
Verb?
Fornicate.
Okay. Past tense verb?
Fornicated.
Okay, another one. Baptized? Okay, noun.
Emma Smith.
Okay. Verb. They're all going to be nouns and verbs, so just get them loaded up, all right? Another verb.
Slaughter.
Okay. Liquid, sorry, a little specific. Okay. Adjective.
Postmodern,
okay. Another past tense verb. Anyone? Crossed. Noun. I think I'm going to have to figure out another way to do this tonight. What? Kath? Wait, cat? Okay. Oh, thanks for the meow. That actually helped. Okay. I was thinking of catheters. Wow. That was, okay. Okay. Another noun?
Jello.
A noun?
Celery.
Oh, gross. Another noun? Crucifix, okay. A body part?
Shoulder.
Shoulder?
Porn
shoulders. Okay. An ordinal number, like first, second, third, whatever.
Seventh.
Only two more pages. I swear this is going to be good. You're not in English class. Okay, verb, past tense.
Evolved.
Evolved. Okay, another adjective. A noun. I'm going to go with refreshments. And then another noun, and I can use the other one there. Okay, a proper noun. Where are my English majors at? Huh? Nephi? Yeah. A fictional character. What? Harry Potter. Okay. Adjective. Okay. Noun.
Moisture.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. You're gonna die. Okay, another noun. Whew. We're almost done, I promise.
Exaltation.
Another proper noun?
William Law.
Huh?
William Law.
Okay, verb. I'm so sorry.
Rising.
I'm going to change that slightly. Okay, adjective.
Moist.
Oh my gosh. Oh no. an adjective. Four more. Another. Huh?
Pagan.
Okay. Verb. Another body part.
Elbow.
And then another proper noun. Ooh, okay. All right. I would be hairy if I didn't stand today and jump my Brigham Young. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. I'd like to publicly gesticulate my Heavenly Father for all of my seer stones that he has seen fit to fornicate upon me. Lately, I have been baptized by some of my non-Emma Smith co-workers. They like to translate me because I don't slaughter or drink Mike's hard lemonade. Wow, that got dark. One day, after a particularly postmodern time, I crossed my cat and bore testimony of the one and only true Jell-O. And that I believe that one day they too can become celery. They felt the crucifix, and their porn shoulders were softened. Oh my gosh, going straight to hell. I mean, let's be real. I was already there. I live in Provo. Okay, I am reminded of my seventh great grandfather. Who was evolved by a drunken mob, then forced to cross the plains with nothing more than refreshments and funeral potatoes. At least he had his faith in Nephi and a knowledge of the book of Harry Potter to sustain him. I know the church is sassy. I know Joseph Smith was a moisture. I know that Russell M. Nelson is an exaltation of William Law, who raises the church today. I am moist. That families can be pagan forever. Wow! And finally, brothers and sisters, if I have offended any of you, I sincerely revelate from the bottom of my elbow. In the name of Kate Kelly, amen. Thank you for that wildness. Now go eat lunch. Oh, did anybody have questions? No. Please tell me no. Awesome. Thank you.